随伙装甲。但我一看见他们行得不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说，你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？我们这生来的犹太人，不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义，不是因为律法，不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。我们若求在基督里称义，却仍旧是罪人。难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。我素来所投毁、所拆毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
Today's scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 2 verse 11 to 21. When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? We who are Jews by birth and not by Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Jesus and in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law no one will be justified. If while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroy, I prove that I'm a lawbreaker. For through the law I die to the law so that I might live for God. I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in my body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. May God bless the reading of his word.
今天由谭军牧师为我们来证道，他证道的题目是《基督在我里面》。
Greetings in Christ. Good morning, everyone. My congratulations to your 20th anniversary. And now we are going to have kids talk. Can I have the kids come to the front? It's your time. Come on. Hello. How are you? Excellent. I'm so excited to going to share with you the gospel. My name is Pastor Jin. I'm going to learn about your name soon. I can see Caleb is here. Oh, so nice to have your name tag. And we can call each other your name. Now, how many of you believe in Jesus? Wow, wonderful. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Put your hands out there. Now, have you ever wondered what would happen if you have Jesus in your life? Would you stay the same or you will be changed? You will be changed. Well done. See, that's the whole point. This camp, the theme of the camp, I was told, is a new me and a new you. Right? Okay, I'm going to show you what would happen if you invite Jesus into your life. I need some volunteers. I need 5 volunteers. Oh, I got so many. Thank you. Now, I need some who can write their name on this. Okay, you go first. And I need a boy there. Is the back? Right. Here. Put your name on that. Can you do that? And, sorry. Okay, come up. You put your name there. And 2 more. I need 1 more boy. Okay, you. And the last one, you'll be you. Okay, sorry for you missed out. But you will be the same, okay? You watch what happens. And we just have a demonstration here. Okay, Rachel. I put Rachel there. And Sile. Sorry, how do you... Sila. Sorry, Sila. Okay, and... Claire. Okay, we have Claire here. And Jessica. Beautiful name. And Bobby. Well done. Okay, you can return back to your seat and sit down so you don't block anyone's view. Okay, now to invite Jesus into your life, something's going to happen. You are not going to stay the same. But what would happen? Let's see. First, to invite Jesus into your life, you need to open your heart. So I'm going to open that. Right? Oh, I can't manage it. But you can hear me, right? And this is Jesus. Right? This is Jesus. Okay, watch closely, when Jesus coming into your life, what would happen? Your life bright up, right? Colorful, right? Great. That's for Richard. Sila, what would happen to your life if you open your heart to invite Jesus? Do you think it would be the same color? No, someone says very brave, someone says no. Let's see what happens. If Sila invite the same Jesus into his life. Dark green, right? See, you have the same Jesus, but however, your life will be special. It will become the way God has always designed for you. So, boy is a boy, girl is a girl. You won't become the same, would you? Right. What about Claire? Open her heart and invite Jesus into her life. What would happen? What color would you like? Let's see, what would that color be? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it? Wow, wonderful, isn't it? That's great. See, we have purple, we have green, we have red. Now, Bobby, you are special, Bobby. Where's Bobby? There, okay. I wonder what that color would become.
Yellow.
I love to prove you are wrong, but maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. Let's see. See, we all need the same thing, that is to open your heart, to invite Jesus into your life. We all have the same Jesus, yet Jesus make our life so special because God designs every one of us differently. His world is so beautiful, isn't it? See, it's different color again. Yeah. That's the thing, you see. It is not what you like. It is who you are in Christ. And God designed you to become that, you will like it. Because it's beautiful. Now, finally, we got Jessica open her heart, invite the same Jesus into her life. We already learned they are not going to be the same because God made us in His own image and likeness. Yet, we are all different because God's world is such a colorful world, so beautiful, so exciting. I need you to pay close attention to Jessica's life once she has Jesus in her life. See what happens there. Green, white, and white, and white, brown, and white, and white. And wait, you see, her life actually changed all the time, isn't it? Started with gray and the black and the red and orange, and now what is it more look like?
Yellow.
Finally, we proved someone was right. It's going to be yellow. Isn't that wonderful when you have Jesus in your life? Actually, you are set free to become who you are, that God, according to God's original design. And each of you are unique and different, yet you all share the same Jesus. And then when you come together, you see, so beautiful, come together, and you help each other, enrich each other's life. And together, we become the body of Christ. Right? Beautiful. Well done. Okay, thank you. Now you can go out and follow your teacher back to your room. Thank you. I love kids. Actually, I feel much easier to talk to kids than to adults.
我喜欢跟小朋友说比较容易。
And much more fun.
很有趣。
Today we are going to talk about Christ in me according to Galatians chapter 2 verse 11 to 21.
今天我们要通过加拉太书2章11节到21节
When you leave this room, I'd like you to have this idea that when we are united with Christ through faith, we no longer live by a rigid standard that is everyone's the same. No, we are in a meaningful relationship with Christ.
今天在这里呢, 我想大家知道, 当我们与耶稣基督通过信仰联合的时候, 我们不再活在一个死板的标准里面, 而是活在与基督有意义的关系当中。
Now, let me start with a personal story.
跟大家分享一个我自己的故事。
That was more than 20 years ago when I was still a new believer.
20年前我还是一个初信者的时候。
And my pastor had this discipleship course.
那么我的牧师呢, 当时跟我有一个这样门徒的一个谈话。
Well, it's a new believer's lessons.
那么作为一个初信者,
and I remember on that particular day, during that whole 1 hour lesson, he repeatedly told us to be crucified with Christ.
那我还记得在那一个小时的课程当中呢, 他不断地跟我说, 要与基督同钉十字架。
And I didn't understand, but I didn't dare to ask any questions.
那么我当时是听不明白的, 就想要问问题。
Towards the end of the class, and finally I muscled all my courage and raised my hand and asked a question.
那么在课程的最后呢, 我终于鼓起勇气来问了这样一个问题。
And I asked, Pastor, could you show me how to be crucified with Christ, and I will do the same.
那我就问一下牧师，你能向我展现一下如何与基督同钉十字架吗？那我就跟你一样。
And my pastor looked at me, and he opened his mouth, and he stopped halfway, and then he swallowed whatever he wanted to say, and said nothing, and he said the class dismissed.
那我的牧师看着我，嘴半张开，想要回答，但是又把这个话吞到了肚子里，然后说下课了。
He might thinking I've been difficult, but I wasn't. I was serious.
他可能觉得解释是很困难的，但是我对这个问题呢，我是很认真的。
And that question stayed with me for the last 20 years or so.
这个问题在过去的二十年当中一直在我的心里面。
And perhaps that's the reason God prompted me to share this message with you today. Christ in me, that Paul declares, I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who live in me.
那我想这也是在今天这样一个时间，我想跟大家分享这个信息，就是保罗所说的，我与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。
If you have a quick look at the passage, or if you have Bible with you, open your Bible, then you will very clearly you will see that Paul begins this passage with a narrative of his confrontation with Peter's conduct in Antioch.
那如果现在大家手上有经文的话呢，可以打开看一下。那么保罗是先以陈述自己抵挡彼得在安提阿的行为来开始的。
And he continued with the treatment of the concept of justification by faith.
那接着就带出因信称义的观念。
And pay notice to the shift to the third person, we ourselves.In verse 15, indicating the beginning of a new passage.
那么在第十五节呢，他可以注意到，他又转到了一个第三方，就是我们。
And then finally, he moves the passage to conclude with his declaration of having been crucified with Christ in verse 17 through to 21.
那么在十七节到二十一节呢，保罗以经文就是以宣告他与基督同钉十字架来作为总结。
So basically, this whole passage can be divided into three sub passage as indicated here.
那么所以经文呢可以分为三小段，就如上面所示。
And from verse 11 to verse 14, basically, Paul is talking about faith in Christ demands action consistent with the truth of the gospel.
11节到14节呢，主要讲的是在基督里的信心需要与福音真理相符。
And then the second, the next two verses talking about justification by faith.Implies a meaningful relationship with Christ.
那接下来的两节呢，说到因信称义就意味着与基督有一个有意义的关系。
The last bit, which is our focus, 17 through to 21, talk about Christ in me is about gaining a new perspective through God's eyes on my life.
那么最后一段就是十七节到二十一节，也是我们今天主要要看的，讲的是基督在我里面，就意味着通过神以一种新的眼光来看待我的过去、现在和将来。
For those of you who've been with me yesterday, and we already actually talked about the first two points.
那么如果昨天您在这边有听的话呢，我们已经讲到了前两点。
But we were talking about Hebrews chapter 11 and chapter 10.
那我们讲的是希伯来书十一章和十章。
However, it gives us the same conclusion.
那么得到了同样的结论。
And today you're going to be confirmed that faith is action.
那么今天我们更加要确信的就是信心是需要有与之相符的行为。
And justification or holiness is actually a meaningful relationship with Christ.
那么信心和圣洁呢是需要与基督之间有一个有意义的关系。
So I will go through the first two points quickly. And so everyone on the same page for those who were not here yesterday.
那我们先就是快速的讲一下前两点，让昨天没有在这边的也能够了解一下。
And then we will focus on the point three.
那我们主要是最后来看第三点。
Christ in me.
基督在我的里面。
Verse 11 reports Paul's face-to-face confrontation of Peter at Antioch.
十一节讲到保罗在安提阿面对面的抵挡彼得。
And of course, in my version, which is English Standard Version, translate the original Cephas.
那在我的版本上面呢，是一个另外一个名字，就是基法。
And that's Peter's name.
那彼得的名字。
Paul opposed him because he was standing condemned.
保罗反对彼得是因为他有可责之处。
His behavior was inconsistent with the truth of the gospel.
他的行为与福音真理不符。
And verse 12 gives us the insight into the nature of Peter's offense.
那十二节给我们看到保罗过犯的本质。
So what happened was prior to the arrival in Antioch of there was certain Jewish leaders.
那发生了什么呢？就是在犹太领袖到达安提阿之前
，He was having table fellowship with Gentile believers.
彼得原本是与外邦人信徒一同用饭的。
However, upon the arrival of men from James,
但是从雅各那里来的犹太人一到。
Peter began to draw back and separate himself from them because he was fearing those of the circumcision party.
彼得马上就退去和外邦人隔开了，这是因为他害怕那些奉割礼的。
The issue was table fellowship between Jewish believers and Gentile believers.
问题就在于犹太人信徒和外邦人信徒一起用饭。
To make a joke, Peter suddenly lost his appetite for Chinese food.
讲个笑话啦，就是彼得显然已经没有胃口吃中国菜了。
So he separated himself from the Gentile believers.
那所以
from the Chinese believers.
所以他就与外邦人信徒隔开，与中国人隔开。
And verse 13 tells us that the rest of the Jews acted with Peter in the same insincere and hypocritical fashion.
十三节就提到，其余的犹太人也和彼得一样跟着装假。
So the key verb here is to play the hypocrites.
那所以这个就是 play the hypocritic.就是装假的意思。
Even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy.
那就是连巴拿巴也跟着装假。
And then we go into verse 14, tells us Paul's response.
那么十四节呢，就记录了保罗的回应。
When he saw that their behavior was not in step with the truth of the gospel.
当他看到他们的行为和圣经真理不相符的时候
In the Greek, it says not walking straight with the truth of the gospel.
是希腊文吗？
希腊文。
希腊文啊 ，walking straight 就是走得不正。
He addressed Peter in front of them publicly.
他就和彼得当面对质。
Here we observe.Paul's public correction of Peter.
那这里我们看到保罗是公开的指正彼得。
For Paul, the integrity of the gospel was at stake, and thus he desired to the correction to be public, just as the error was public.
对保罗而言，这个时候福音的纯正性已经岌岌可危了。 所以他期望这个问题得到公开的指证，就好像这个错误是公开所犯一样。
And it is a very serious matter. It's about the truth of the gospel.
这是个很严肃的问题，因为涉及到福音的真理。
But on the surface, it was only about the food and table fellowship with the Chinese believers.
看起来好像只是不跟中国人一起吃饭嘛。
Now I would like you to pay attention to this fact that it was Peter who first preached the gospel of Christ and his lordship.
那我想大家就是注意一下，实际上是彼得最先提出来就是福音真理的。
And Peter set the paradigm of gospel. Everyone else will follow his pattern about what is gospel about.
因为是他讲明这个福音真理的，那所以其余的人呢是要跟从他的。
There is no doubt Peter preached the gospel correctly.
那没有问题呀，彼得说的是对的呀，关于福音。
But that's not enough.
但这还不够。
You need to practice what you preach.
你需要行出你所教导的。
And it is more important you preach by your life, by your example of your life.
你要用你的生命来活出你所教导的。
Let your life speak.
让你的生命来说话。
That is the truth of the gospel.
这才是福音真理。
And the contact of Peter in this case is in contrary to the gospel he preached.
而彼得在这里他的行为是与福音相反的。
And even Peter, though, was the first disciples of Jesus, Paul find it necessary to oppose him publicly.
虽然说彼得是第一个公开跟随基督的，但是保罗认为在这里有必要公开的跟他来对峙。
So faith in Christ demands an action that is in step with the truth of the gospel.
那所以呢，对福音的在基督里的信心呢，需要我们有与之相一致的行为。
It is a trusting action and trust what Christ has done for us and what Christ is doing in and among us.
是要相信基督已经为我们所做成的，和他在我们里面以及在我们中间所正在做成的。
And this is exactly the same message we learned yesterday through going through Hebrews chapter 11.
这也是我们昨天在希伯来书十一章当中所学到的。
Faith is not about you are agreeing with a doctrine.
信心指的是不仅仅是你同意。
Faith means action, putting your trust in God.
信心需要有与之相带来的行动，相信神。
And your conduct need to be in step with the truth of the gospel.
你的行为需要与福音真理相一致。
Now the second point, as we move forward, in the verse 15 to 16, in verse 15, Paul shifts the third person pronoun, including himself among those who are Jews by birth.
那么我们来看十五节和十六节，在十五节当中，保罗就转向了第三人称的代词，那些生来就是犹太人的，包括他自己，他强调和其他犹太信徒一样。
Yes, he stressed that he and other Jewish believers know that no man is justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ.
他和其他犹太信徒一样，知道没有人可以通过行律法被称为义。
See here, he used the same verb justified three times in the same verse.
用这个 justify 就是被称为，在同一个段落当中使用了三次。
And that is English translation, but if you go back to the Greek word, it'sAcquitted. It's like in the courtroom, you've been set free.
那么在希腊语当中呢，它有一个词汇叫 acquitted， 就好像在法庭上被无罪赦免一样。
But more than that, justification, someone put it in this way.
么被称为义呢，有另外一种解释。
Condemnation is you are sentenced to hell.
那么 被定罪呢？
Yeah, I know it's challenging.
被定罪呢，就指的是您要就是要
被判下地狱。
啊、被判下地狱。
All right, condemnation means you are sentenced to go to hell.
被定罪呢，指的就是你要下地狱了。
Justification means you are sentenced to go to heaven.
而被称为义呢，指的是你要上天堂了。
That what is it means by justification.
那这就是被称为义。
You are sentenced to heaven.
你要上天堂了。
It's not your by your performance.
不是因为你的行为。
It's by the work of Christ.
是通过基督为我们所做的。
So, and that is the key point here, is whether or not you have a meaningful relationship with Christ in your life.
那么也是这里我们所要讲到的，你是否与基督有一个有意义的关系。
And that meaningful relationship will change your life.
那这样
as the little kids told us.
这样一个有意义的关系呢，会让我们的生命来改变，就像刚才小朋友所说。
So the only question is asked, you are sentenced to heaven, but is your life is in accordance, in step with the life in heaven?
那么现在的问题就是说，其实你已经是被称为义要上天堂了，但是你的生活真的与之相符吗？
There are two groups of people in church today.
现在的教会当中呢，有两种人。
Who are doing exactly the same thing?
做着同样的事情。
Who yet doing it for totally different reasons.
但是却因为不同的缘由。
Now I want you to listen carefully and see which group do you belong to.
大家仔细听，看看你是属于哪一类。
They both come to Sunday to worship God.
都来星期天教会崇拜。
They both do offerings.
都奉献。
They both serve others.
服侍别人。
Read their Bible and pray.
读经祷告。
However, one group doing this is to earn God's favor so they can reach certain standards so that they can in order to be saved.
一种人做这些事情呢，是为了要达到某种标准，以至于可以得救，来讨神的喜悦。
The other group doing this is simply because they have a meaningful relationship with Christ.
另一种人仅仅就是因为他们和基督之间有有意义的关系。
They believe they've already saved.
他们相信自己已经得救了。
And what they do is only expression of their new identity.
他们做这些事情只是对自己新身份的一种表达。
An expression of who they are and whose they are in Christ.
表达他们是谁，在基以及他们在基督里的身份。
That was the key point we raised yesterday when reading the Hebrews chapter 10.
这也是昨天我们在读希伯来书十章的时候所问的问题。
That holiness is actually a relationship, who you are and whose you belong to.
圣洁其实就是你跟谁有关系，然后你属于谁。
Now, if you look carefully at the two groups, the first group actually they were selfish.
那我们看一下第一种人其实是很自私的。
They were burdensome and anxious because they don't know if they're saved.
他们是狭隘的，而且也是焦虑的，因为他们不太确定自己是否已经得救。
The other group, they're always joyful and grateful.
可是另外一种人呢，却时常充满喜乐和感恩。
They do everything as if they do it unto Jesus.
他们做许多的事情，因着他们与基督有关系。
So that's the second point. Justification by faith implies a meaningful relationship with Christ, free from man, free from man-set standards.
那所以呢，因信称义就是意味着与基督之间有一个有意义的关系，而从人所设立的标准当中解脱出来。
Now we move into the main part of the sermon, which is in verse 17-21. Christ in me is about a new perspective.
我们来看今天经文当中比较主要的部分，17-21，基督在我的里面关乎是一种新的眼光。
Faith is an action, shows you trust God.
那么信心呢，是需要有相信上帝的行动。
Justification is a relationship with Christ.
因信称义呢，是与基督有一个联系。
Christ in me is actually a perspective, a new perspective.
基督在我里面呢，实际上是一种新的眼光。
That's correct. I can't translate better than that. Thank you. So we're going to focus on this, and I'm going to tell you what my understanding today, what is being crucified with Christ.
那今天我来分享一下我是如何理解与基督同钉十字架的。
When we are united with Jesus through faith, His past becomes our past. His life.Becomes our life.
当我们通过信心连于基督的时候，他的经历就成为我们的经历，而他的生命也成为我们的生命。
And to be crucified with Christ means to give up on my own perspective on the past, on the present, on the future. That's what it means to be crucified with Christ, to let go.My old way of interpreting my past, my present, and my future.
那么与基督同钉十字架呢，就是让我的老我死去。那与基督联合，我的生命，我的过去，我的过去、现在的和未来都与基督联合。
Yeah, we look at the same thing, but through God's eye, no longer through my own eye.
我们在看待这些的时候呢，不是通过自己的眼光，而是通过上帝的眼光。
So in verse 17 begins with adversity, but signals a shift in thought and focus.
那所以在十七节当中有一个转折词 but 但是的意思，那表示了思想和焦点的转变。
Many people think this verse 17 is the most one of the most difficult verse in Galatians.
很多人觉得十七节啊是加拉太书当中最难的一节经文。
In 17, Paul asks a question which he expects a negative answer.
因为在十七节当中呢，保罗问了一个预期是否定回答的问题。
If in our endeavor or seeking to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin?
我们若求在基督里称义，却仍旧是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？
Paul answers the question for his readers with a strong exclamation, certainly not.
保罗以非常强烈的感叹句来回答他的读者，断乎不是。
This is my understanding on this verse. I give it a try here. Basically, Paul is talking to Peter, you see. If you thinkThose Chinese believers are still sinners because they are not up to the spiritual standard our Jewish believers set. So you feel guilty, you feel ashamed to sit and eat with them. Then are you saying they are still sinners? No, even though they believed in Christ.
那么我尝试一下用我的理解呢来解释这段经文，就是保罗跟彼得所说的，如果彼得在觉得就是外邦人虽然已经信主了，但是他们还没有达到某种标准，而不与他一起吃饭的时候呢，那么也就是说外邦人在除了信主之外还需要其他的来做一些其他的事情来就是满足福音的要求。
Yeah, exactly, that's what Peter is projecting through his conduct that somehow we need Christ plus something.
那所以彼得在这里的行为呢，似乎在说，我们除了基督以外，还需要其他得救的东西。
Well, you need Christ plus an understanding of the Bible.
比如说，你还需要，你需要知道基督，并且还要读圣经。
Or, you need Christ plus a commitment prayer or something.
你不仅需要基督，还需要祷告。
Or, you know, a lot of things you can add on. Christ plus something.
你可以在基督后面加很多的东西。
And this is so true and so popular among many Christians.
实际上啊，这个观念在基督徒当中非常的普遍。
And Paul says, if that's true, then they are still sinners. Then Christ is a servant of sin.
那所以保罗就问了，如果是这样的话，他们仍旧是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？
Certainly not.
断乎不是。
What that means is you need Christ alone.Nothing else but Christ.
所以你只需要基督，你唯独需要基督。
And therefore, we come to verse 18 to 21. We find some of the most familiar statements in the book of Galatians.
所以在十八节到二十一节的经文当中，我们可以找到加拉太书当中我们最熟悉的一些表达。
In verse 18, Peter is likely thinking of Peter's, sorry, Paul is likely thinking of Peter's relapse.
十八节，保罗觉得彼得好像又回到了律法当中。
It was a building back up of things set aside earlier.
就好像一栋楼房用之前其实已经闲置的材料来加固。
Paul had died to the law that he might live to God.
而保罗已经向律法死了，向神活着。
What that means, Paul says, is I died to all the spiritual standards, all the culture standards, or anything, so I can live to God.
保罗的意思就是说，他已经向所有的这些世俗的标准，一些文化的标准都死了，而唯独向神活着。
And in verse 20, Paul declares that he's been crucified with Christ.
在二十节当中，保罗宣称他与基督已经同钉十架。
He now lives by faith in the Christ who loved me and gave himself for me.
现在他因信活在爱我并为我舍己的基督里面。
If you're familiar with the book of Philippians, then you will understand Paul changed his view, he changed his perspective.
如果你对腓立比书熟悉的话呢，你就知道保罗改变了他的观点。
What he say here is, in the past, through his own eye, those things he think was precious, now he think that's rubbish.
在他旧有的眼光当中，以前他觉得非常非常宝贵的、非常重要的东西，现在看起来什么都不是了。
And he's looking through God's eye.To interpret everything now.
现在他透过上帝的眼光来诠释一切的事情。
And therefore, with verse 21, Paul stressed that he does not nullify or frustrate the grace of God, and that if justification was through the law, then Christ died for no purpose.
因此，二十一节当中，保罗强调他没有废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法结的。
Now I'm going to share with you a true story happened just last two decades.
那我来跟大家分享一个真实的故事，在过去二十年当中所发生的。
To illustrate what this passage actually means.
来讲讲到底是什么意思这一段。
There is an American called Donald Shear.
有个美国人叫唐纳希尔。
He is a financial analyst in Philadelphia.
他是费城的一个金融研究员。
He is a collector of picture frames.
他是一个相框收藏者。
And in 1989, he went into a local flea market and spent $4 to bought a painting.
1989年的时候呢，他在当地的一个跳蚤市场。 花$4买了一幅旧画。
And that painting is very ordinary.
很普通的一幅画。
The reason he bought it is not for the painting itself, it's for the frame.
他买画呢，不是因为画，而是因为那个画框。
Because that frame looks very old.
因为看起来挺旧的。
So he spent $4 to buy the frame.
所以就花了$4买下来。
And he took that picture home.
他就把这个画带回家了。
And come straight to his garage.
直接去了车库。
And he start to rip the painting off the frame.
准备把这个画布呢拆下来。
But when he doing that, the whole frame is collapsed, falling apart in his hand.
那正在就是取的时候呢，整个相框就散落了，然后放在手里了。
And he was very frustrated, thinking that he spent $4 for nothing.
他很郁闷呢，觉得$4可能什么都没买着。
He bought a pile of rubbish.
买了一堆垃圾回来了。
But just at that moment, he noticed.
可是就在这个时候，他发现
there is a piece of paper rolled up like a bar and hiding in the gap between the canvas and the frame.
在这个画布跟相框中间呢，有一个文稿。
And he unfolded that piece of paper.
他就把这个文稿啊，折叠的文稿打开了。
That's what it is.
就是这张纸。
It reads.The Declaration of Independence.
独立宣言。
And he thought this look old.
看起来挺旧。
So he asked his friend introduced him to some expert.
那他就问了一个朋友了，朋友建议他去专家做一下鉴定。
And the experts identified this is one of the rare old original copyOf the Declaration of Independence by the United States.
那专家就鉴定出这个文稿呢，实际上是美国1776独立宣言当时一个非常珍贵的原始版本。
There were only 23 copies in the world, and among them only two in private collection.
到目前为止呢，全世界只有23份文稿。就是类似的文稿被发现，而其中只有两份是被私人珍藏的。
Because it's so rare, so the expert estimate this document worth $800,000 to $1.2 million American dollars.
因为非常的珍贵啊，所以说当时这个文稿是估价$80 to $120,000之间。
Not a bad investment.
还不错吧。
$4.
$4
And so Donald decided to sell that document.
那唐娜呢就准备把它卖出去。
Through auctions.
通过拍卖。
And it was on the 4th of June 1991, this document sold for $2.42 million American dollars.
那么在1991的6月4日在拍卖会上呢就以$4,420,000的高价卖出。
And even more amazing, in the year 2000, the same document was auctioned again, and it was sold for $8.14 million.
那更不可思议的是呢，在2000的时候这个文稿又被拿出来拍卖，这一次拍得的是$8,140,000。
This story got me thinking.This is about the gospel.
这个故事让我开始思考，跟福音有关。
And each and every one of us, it's a bit like that picture there.
我们每个人就好像那个画。
It's very ordinary.
挺普通的。
And we have so many failures in our life, unrealized potentials in our life.
我们人生当中有很多的失败，有很多没有被挖掘的潜能。
And if you look at the picture itself, maybe only worth $4.
你看着这个画，看着这个画就值$4。
But the gospel is not about that picture itself. It's about that original copy of God's image.
但是福音
in you.
但是福音是那个里面的那个文稿。 在那里面的文稿，福音在你的里面。
And you are made in the image of God. That worth everything.
你是按照神的形象所造的，多美好。
And that is why Jesus died on the cross to purchase you.
这就是为什么耶稣基督为我们被钉死在十字架上，而把我们买赎回来。
And it's not about you reach some standards.
这不是关乎你要达到什么标准。
It's about revealing Christ in you.
这是基督活在你的里面。
And you are bought by the blood of Christ to manifest God's image in Christ.
你是被耶稣基督的宝血所买赎回来的，与上帝和好。
And that is a completely a new perspective on who you are and whose you are.
这就是以一个全新的眼光来看待你是谁和你属谁。
So, being a follower of Jesus is to see your true value in Jesus.
所以基督徒是在基督的里面看到你全新的价值。
All your effort to gain purity, to reach certain status, it's just like rubbish.
所有你想要通过自己努力而达到某种标准的努力呢，这些都是没有价值的。
The gospel is about inviting Christ into your life.
福音是邀请基督到你的生命当中。
It is also about finding Christ in you even before you are a believer.
实际上，可能在你还不是信徒的时候，基督已经在你的里面。
Even before you know God.
在你还认识上帝之前。
Even you are against God, Christ is there in your life, guiding you to come where you are now today.
你还抵挡基督的时候，他已经在那里，在你的里面引导你，直到上帝的面前。
That's what we were told in Romans by Paul. Christ died for us even we don't know God, even we are sinners, even we are against God.
所以这也是在罗马书当中保罗所说到的，当我们还是罪人的时候，我们不认识神的时候，我们抵挡神的时候，基督已经为我们死了。
And we were told in the Bible again and again, even before we born, even we are still in the womb of our mother, God already had a plan for us. He knows every steps we make.
因此在圣经当中反复地说到，还在我们还在母腹当中的时候，神已经拣选了我们，引导我们。
So, Christ in me means a new perspective. Okay, good. It's a good pause. It's divine intervention. It's time for us to think how much time we spend in discovering God in our life so we can set free to be what God wants us to become.
现在是时候想想上帝在我们生命当中，他对我们的计划到底是怎么样。
So to conclude my message, I'd like to share my own personal story.
那我想就是跟大家分享一下我个人的故事来做总结。
And there are so much can be said about this looking through God's eye at everything around you, about you.And what happened to you, and interpret that in that perspective.
那么其实呢，通过上帝的眼光呢，我们可以看到我们就是自己的生命，还有我们周围很多的事情。
And even in your suffering, Christ is there.
当你在遭受痛苦的时候，基督也在那里。
But do you know that?
但是你知道吗？
And that is the effort you need worth spending.And making.
他是需要你值得花力气的对象。
It's a pity our kids are all gone, but all those, when I look at them, I love them, because they were just about the same age when I had these sufferings.
很可惜这些小朋友已经走了。那其实他们的年纪呢，就好像就是他们这个年龄大概就是我遭受痛苦的年龄。
And that was back in China in the 1960s when I was 7 years old.
那这要追溯到1960年，我大概七岁的时候。
I'm not that old. 60s, 60年代的时候 sorry, cultural revolution, during the great cultural revolution. sorry, thank you. Now, how many of you have gone through the great cultural revolution back in China?
有谁经历过文革的?
A few, okay. Basically, that was the year when my father, for no reason, simply because he was trained in Western Point in United States as a pilot. And then he initially was serving in the Kuomintang Army, and he rebelled and he flew his airplane, fighter plane, back to join the Communist Party. Mm. It was that history that got him in trouble.
那么我父亲呢，就是以前曾经他是一个飞行员，在美国接受过培训。那他以前其实是在国民党那边，就是就是在是属于国民党的。但是当然后来就是说他就是到共产党那边了，这是一个历史背景。
So during Great Cultural Revolution, you know what happens? People like that is getting big trouble.
你知道在文革当中这样的背景会发生什么事情
？And So one day, they got my father to stand on the stage.
那有一天他们就让我的父亲站在台上。
And me, as 7 years old, but I'm the eldest son, as the firstborn son. I have two sisters, but I'm the son. So I was made stand next to my father.
那我是家里面的长子，当时七岁，也让我站在我父亲的旁边。
It's not going to receive any reward.
不是来颁奖的。
It was what they called, the 批判大会。
批斗。
I don't know even how to say it in English without causing a misunderstanding. But anyway, we were put up the stage, and I was standing next to my father, and looking down, it was the whole hall of people, must be 4,000 or 5,000 people down there. They're all adults like you, but not you, of course.
当时啊，我就站在台上，就站在我父亲旁边，下面有四五千人，都是成年人，就像你们一样。
And I was 7 years old, standing there, and then looking at those adults who were so angry at us. Any moment they could come up and just kill us and split us into pieces.
那当时我就只有七岁啊，我看着下面这么多的人，感觉他们随时都可能会上来杀掉我们。
That was when I was 7 years old. What sort of damage to a boy only 7 years old and done nothing wrong?
那时候我才七岁，我做错了什么呢？要这样伤害我？
And in the following 3 years, I just be like, the mouse in the street, everyone trying to catch you and trying to kill you.
那接下来的三年就是在街上游行，是吗？过街老鼠，就好像过街老鼠，人人喊打嘛。
Yeah, so that was my experience. Because of that, from very young, I had this idea in my head: everyone is hostile against me.
这是我当时所经历的。我觉得人人都不爱我，都反对我。
And everyone is waiting to get me.
每个人都好像要
害我，
要害我。
And so, whenever since then, whenever people ask me a question, the alarm in my head just go automatically off.
那所以每当有人问我一些问题的时候，我就不知道该说什么。
And I see people as enemy number one.
我觉得人就是最大的敌人。
And I'll react accordingly.
就会按照我所想的来回应。
So yesterday I shared with you that when I have the 35th anniversary, you know, reunions of university graduations, and people say I'm the only one changed, right?
所以我昨天就是提到35周年同学聚会的时候，我同学说我是这当中唯一一个改变了的。
Because that was me. I was hostile against anyone who dares to challenge me, to ask me a question.
因为以前我对所有向我问问题的人，挑战我的人，我都是以一种敌对的态度。
You think you can forget about the past, but it never happens because you are shaped by your past.
你觉得你可以忘记，实际上你是不能的，因为你的人生被你的过去的经历所影响。
So I was shaped by my experience during Great Cultural Revolution, and I became so hostile and difficult to relate with, to talk with.To be friends with.
那所以我的生命呢就受到了文革的影响，我就很难跟人之间建立一个好的关系。
People don't understand why suddenly I have this outburst. I'm so angry with them. They feel like I didn't say anything particularly. I just ask you a question. Why you react such a way?
那所以我周围的人就觉得很奇怪，我只不过是问你一个简单的问题，为什么你要这么大反应呢？
I didn't know either.
我也不知道。
It's just automatic. You switch they switch on, the lights is on. That's that simple.
就好像开关一样，一按就开了。
And it was only when I realized Christ in me, and then I start to identify Christ in my experience. And I realized uniting with Christ means to see your past as Christ there, and Christ's past becomes your Christ, becomes your past, and you will be set free because you see the truth, and the truth will set you free.
那么直到我就是遇见基督的时候，那我看到就是基督在我的里面，他的经历也成为我的经历。当我与基督联合的时候，我的生命发生了改变。
You see, on the cross.To be crucified with cross, what that means? It means on the cross, that experience, that suffering was extremely unfair.
在十字架上，耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，看起来真的是很不公平的。
And it's unbearable.
是不可容忍的。
And it is unjust.
也不公平啊。
And it's extremely humiliating.
也非常的受羞辱。
He was stripped naked.
他几乎是裸体的。
And the same happens in my experience. It was extremely unfair to me.
那在我的生命当中也发生过类似的事情，非常的不公平。
And that was unjust to me.
对我来说是不公平的。
And that was unbearable for me as a 7 years old. You know.One day is a long day, let alone 3 years. It was just like the whole life, unbearable.
对我来说也是无法忍受的，因为它不只是几天呢，是3年的时间。
And it was extremely humiliating.
非常的受羞辱。
You know, anyone can humiliate you in the public, in the street.
你知道，当时在街上，任何人都可以随意羞辱你。
And my sister is about 9 or 10 years old. I have 2 older sisters. They were shaved a bald. And as a little girl, so humiliating for our family.
我有姐姐9岁10岁的样子，她们头都被剃了，在公开的场合，非常的受羞辱。
But when I see Christ,To be crucified with Christ means to be identified with Christ, and then I see Christ in my life, in that experience.
可是当我看到耶稣基督在十字架上的时候， 他遭受了更大的羞辱。我在他的经历当中看到了我自己。
You know, when you see the truth, you are actually united with Christ on the cross. You are set free.
当你看到你认识真理的时候，你看到你与基督同钉十字架。
Then you suddenly realize it is not happened for nothing. It happens for a purpose.
你就知道这不是突然发生的，它的发生是有一个目的。
Christ suffered crucifixion to offer us the redemption.
耶稣基督被钉于十架，使我们被得赎。
And me, because I had that experience, it shaped me in a way. God allowed that happen to shape me for today. I can serve in the Australian church.
上帝使我经历那些事情也是有意义的，以至于我今天可以在澳洲的教会当中来服侍。
You may wonder why that connection is there. Let me tell you.
你觉得这之间有什么联系吗？我跟大家说一下。
Because I was so young at that age, and I suffered alienation, right? I've been set against the majority. I become the minority in my own community, in my own group.
在我那么小的时候啊，我在自己的国家里面，我却成为了那个少数派。
And God shaped me to make me more persevere than many other people in my age.I become more resilient.
在我这个年纪，上帝让我经历这些事情，从而让我比其他的人更加的坚韧。
And I can survive as a minority among others.
我可以作为少数派活在一个群体当中。
So even though there are many pastors, a Chinese pastor, I know their English is better than me, but I'm the only one who stepped outside my comfort zone and become a pastor in a purely Aussie church.
那实际上，我的牧师呢，就是英文比我好，但是呢，我是唯一一个呢，就是在一个完全是澳洲人的群体当中，成为了牧师的中国人。
When I look back, I realize because I just don't have that fear. I can survive in an alien environment and not survive, but also thrive.
那我回过头去看呢，就是在那样艰难的环境当中呢，我可以存活下来。我不仅仅存活下来，我甚至还茁壮成长了。
So, cut the story short.Basically, whatever happened in your past, it shapes you.
那简单来说呢，就是在你生命当中过去所发生的会影响你。
Christ in you means you invite Christ to reinterpret the event.
与基督联合，基督在你的里面，指的是你邀请基督到你的生命当中来重新诠释你所经历的事情。
To discover the meaning of your suffering through God's eye.
透过上帝的眼光来诠释你的生命当中所经历的这些苦难。
And you will experience redemption just like I did.
你就会经历救赎，就好像我一样。
So salvation for us is no longer an abstract.Idea.
所以救赎就不再是一个很抽象的概念。
It is not about only when you die you go to heaven.
它不只是说你死了之后上天堂。
It is about here and now.
它就是关乎现在。
It is about your past, your present, and your future.
它关乎你的过去、现在和将来。
And that is what Paul trying to tell Peter here.
那这也是保罗在这里向彼得所说的。
It is, I've been crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十架。
It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
我如今活着，乃是靠神而活。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose.
保罗强调他没有废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear loving God, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your precious word.
我们感谢你宝贵的话语。
May your word help us to see the truth.
愿你的话语帮助我们看到真理。
May your spirit transform us to become who you have designed us to be.
愿你的圣灵帮助我们成为你原本设计我们所成的样子。
So that we can fulfill our life purpose.
以至于我们可以完成我们的使命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.